Well, Dean Smith and I have been friends for over half a century. So I have had many people calling and asking, tell me about your friend Dean Smith.
Probably just going to join the club there then. If you could take us through and kind of tell us what you're thinking about right now, what you're remembering about Coach Smith.
Well, I'm remembering that he had a life off the basketball coach. He was fond of saying, you know, it's just a game. And I think that's a good way of saying that we have to prioritize the things that are important to us. And Dean knew that basketball was not all there is of life. He was a man who had integrity and I think a sense of calling about what he was doing. I've known Dean primarily because of my relationship to him in the church. One of the first things he did when he came to Chapel Hill in the early 60s was to look for a church membership, and he and his family have been a part of our congregation ever since. I think he realized that basketball was a place where he could have some significant influence on the lives of young people and had not just a career, but a calling to do what he did. I think he stands out because of his willingness to go public with what he believes. I don't know of another coach that is so willing to take a public stand on controversial social issues, but Dean did that. For example, he kept touch with people on death row in Raleigh because he was very much committed to getting rid of the death penalty. Had a significant influence in that area. We now have had a de facto delay of executions in the state now for 8 years, and Dean has been on that team. But such issues as getting rid of nuclear weapons, of course, he was active in the civil rights movement. And today he is on board with what we've discovered in terms of relationships with gays and lesbians as they reach out to each other in marriage. So he was a man whose influence reached beyond the basketball court. I think that he deserves the respect that people have given to him and will long be remembered not only for his basketball record, but for the man that he was.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask as well about the lead up and the discussion prior to some of the things that he did as far as integrating restaurants and things like that. Well, were you part of that discussion, I assume, leading before that and decided this is how we're going to do this? This is how we're going to go about this?
Yes. In the early days of our church, you may remember, well, you may not remember, but the church was founded in 1958. And so we were a small, struggling congregation on campus for 4 years. And in those early days, we tried to communicate the idea that the church is not a building. The church is wherever you are. And everyone is called to minister wherever they are. And one of the things that we put on our stationery was every member a minister. And we said to Dean Smith, you have a wonderful opportunity to minister in the arena where your ministry takes place. Our church went to Dean and said, we think that you're in a position to integrate the ACC, and we would like to commission you to go out and find the best basketball player that you can find so that that will become a reality. And he agreed to do so. And Charlie Scott came to Chapel Hill and integrated the ACC, and things have never been quite the same again.
That never been quite the same again is a very good way of saying it, really just encapsulating all of Coach Smith's life. Things just aren't quite the same.
That's right. So I think what we are celebrating is not simply a basketball record, but celebrating a life, a man who had good sense of values, a man who did right because it was right and not because he was afraid to do something else.